Passing through, moving forward, moving beyond, in this season of renewal and resurrection, may our minds, bodies, and souls be recreated, reinvented, and re-enlighten with new faith. Our bodies be restored and rejuvenated. Our souls be uplifted in the absolute good of the kingdom of God. When asked where the kingdom was, we know that Jesus said, "It is neither here nor there, but the kingdom of God is right within our midst." May we be reconnected in this kingdom, reconnected with the power of recreation, reunited with the divine purpose that is our calling. May we be recreated in the favor that manifests endless blessings and amazing opportunities. May we be refueled with the divine order of truth, the divine order of wisdom, the divine order of light, the divine order of grace, the divine order, the perfect divine order of love, showing up in the synergy of spirit that is everywhere present, anointing us with a new power, a new presence, and a new strength. May we rise, realizing that we are the love, we are the power, we are the truth that is everywhere present. Miracles surround us, bathe us, lift us, spoil us, treat us. Miracles are in every crack and crevice of who we are, and may we be uplifted in a new understanding of the presence and power of spirit that is everywhere in every miracle, always blessing us even before we ask. The miracle is that spirit knows what we have need of before we even ask. May stones, boundaries, limitations, hesitations, doubt, worry, blame, and shame be lifted, fall, move, roll away, and we be liberated in the oneness of spirit that we all share. As Jesus said in John 14, 20, "I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." How powerful it is to know that everywhere we move, everywhere we live, everywhere we breathe, Spirit is with us, anointing us, and that this light of Spirit is far more of us than our skin and our bones and our flesh. We are in the brand newness of spirit. We are summoned forth with new courage, new commitment, and new triumph. This is our season to put on the new and to allow the old to fall away. May the season of this resurrection pull us from the depth of preparation, knowing that we are ready. This is our time. All the seasons of infinite opportunity rise to anoint us here and now. The Christ in us magnifies the glory of greater things. The Christ in us removes the shackles of past attempts. The Christ in us raises the gifts of our ancestors. The Christ in us shows us the wisdom of the callings that have summoned each and every one of us in our own unique way to this moment. Today we rise, not because of what we thought we were, but in who we know we are. We rise without fear. We rise without doubt. We rise without despair. We rise in the fullness of spirit, expressing as us, speaking as us, envisioning, expressing, engaging as a new Christ in us, our hope of glory. We are covered in the light of being brand new, a light that is protection, a light that is peace, a light that is prosperity and abundance, a light that never, ever goes out. We are redeemed in the Holy Spirit. We are preparing for a rising in the miracle that will allow our tombs to be empty of flesh and clothe us with power on high. We are resurrected in the divine direction of God's success. Feel the resurrection today. Feel the pure anointing of the Spirit of resurrection in everything that you say, every word that you speak, everything that you do, every move that you make, and know that Spirit is alive, is powerful, is bold, is courageous, is unrelenting. In you.
Spirit of the living God, yes, fall fresh on me. This is my plea today.
Grateful we are to be made brand new today, to let go of the old and follow a course where we have never been before. How wonderful it is to know that God is not just a powerful God, not just an awesome God, not just an everywhere present, on time, invincible, incredible God, but that God is always expressing as us. God is moving us around mountains, blessing us with miracles, and walking us over water to make us realize that nothing is impossible with spirit. Today, we are made brand new in that awareness. We don't have to worry about the things of yesterday. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We already are where we thought that we would never go. We are made brand new. We can recover from the appearances of affliction. We can move beyond hurt to hallelujah. We can clean away blame and shame, and we can work with a brand new slate. Today, we don't have to worry about preparing ourselves. We can realize that we already are the light that shines as us. We know that our city on a hill cannot be hid. We can give light to all who are in the house. Our light is radiating farther than you could ever see, so that even those who come long before we are gone will see our good works, will see our great works. Today, we don't have to prepare for the coming of the King, because we can know that the King is here. We should know that nothing and no one will rain on our parades anymore, that we don't have to fill ourselves with doubt, that we can walk as children of light and know our name. And what is it, you may ask, is our name? What is that name? I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. Today is the day that we can open our ears and hear Jesus for the very first time saying, "Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Oh, come and behold the Christ within." We open up our minds, bodies, and souls to be aware of the presence, the power, and the full light that always expresses in, as, and through us. We wear the anointing today. We wear the strength today. We wear the grace today. We wear the presence, the power, the strength, and the love of all that Spirit is. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
The storm is passing over.
Lord.